Tell me it's the next, you know. Welcome, welcome. Republic of Texas Radio, hour two, Sunday, June 28th, 2020. Why does that sound like such a mouthful to be saying? I don't know. Chris near Las Vegas is joining us. I'm Steve O'Brien, and Alan Crutcher's hanging off. And we're talking about, well, we were just talking kind of about the Alamo, but so let's see where Chris is interested in going. Been a while, Chris. How are you?
It has been a little while, but I thought I'd better report in so you could know that I haven't met my demise yet, despite the best attempts of my adversaries out here. And I heard a couple of things earlier that I thought I'd better do a little damage control for you, since it's in this war minefield that we walk in these days of changing terms and definitions. And your tear around tail or tarantula story, spider story you had earlier, likely somebody's escaped pet in this day of bizarro clown world, where anybody's liable to take a scorpion or a tarantula or maybe a shrew or something else, a Tasmanian devil, and keep it as a pet. I thought it was important to do some damage control for Alan, because he used a regional colloquialism that's quite common during the South that I recognized very clearly and knew what he referred to. But some of our northern brethren up there who are predisposed to twisting things and attacking somebody on anything that they think is a misspeak, in spite of the fact that he might be very well informed of what he's talking about. And he referred to a critter as a coon, and I know, and Alan knows, and you know, he was talking about a raccoon. That's just an abbreviated version of why we throw those things.
Oh, my God.
We're politically correct.
I might have Black Lives Matter out here on my ranch protesting me, huh?
Oh, it's important to know that Black Lives Matter is actually a political terrorism arm of the DNC party from Act Blue. And this is Obama's secret army that he created before he left office and set up a armed encampment very close to the White House so it could be very close to the new incoming President Trump. And obviously, they've funded Antifa and Black Lives Matter and whatever other groups, probably the Muslims and the Islamists and anybody else that wants to destroy this country and the Alamo and other holy shrines that we have effectually here in America. And I know in Texas, the Alamo is a virtual holy shrine to Texicans that have a long history about that and revere that particular location because so many Texicans and even some Canadians died there and shed their blood to try to preserve Texican and separate from the tyranny of Mexico. And so we pay very, very close attention to this. You know, you mentioned that, I think you said $3,000 a day, and I did a little quick math, and you multiply that times 365, and that's a little over $1 million a year for destroying the Alamo for George Bush, a.k.a. Georgie Schraff, a secret Nazi collaborator brought in their paperclip, and former head of the CIA and his son, Spawn of Satan. It's a really dangerous world we live in.
Oh, the real history is real interesting. I mean, Chris, if they taught the real history in school, everyone that came out of high school would want to go to college and become a history major, because the real history is real interesting. The crap that they teach is
absolutely
boring, that no one wants to even think about it.
Well, it seems to me that they're replacing the true history with Ha story, H-A, that's an evil, demon, pagan god in my estimation. And you're exactly right. The truth of what happened is far more interesting than these lies they perpetrate and indoctrinate us with in their public fool schools, which that's one of the central planks of the Communist Manifesto, is free public school for everybody so they can be indoctrinated in the government's mindset, instead of mind. So the other thing, Frank from North Carolina, he was a little bit brash, bombastic, but in shockingly truthful many times, most of the time, in fact. But God bless him. You know, he stuck to his guns and he will be forever immortalized as Frank. I need your help, Frank. on Alex Jones's commercials after he called in and set that thing up. It's just absolutely fabulous that this man left such an imprint on the world for his patriotism, love of this country, like most of us in America feel this day.
I'll agree. You know, that little colloquialism will hang around, at least for listeners to RBN and everything, and, you know, Patriot Radio. You know, it's kind of like one of those phrases, kind of, you know, I use one from probably a few more people recognize, you know. Someone will ask me a question sometimes, and I'll just look at them and say, I don't know nothing about buzzing no babies. And if you want to call me racist because that was Maisie that made that statement, I thought that was just one of the funniest things. I don't know nothing about buzzing no babies, you know. And I had to take my mother to the doctor the other day in Kerrville over here, and I will admit, I guess, we are, my mother and I probably are racist because we did stop and eat at the Cracker Barrel.
Well, you know, racist is one of those war bombs they throw like a Molotov cocktail to assassinate anybody that says something they don't like and shut them down and to curtail their freedom of speech and freedom of speaking out against things that are diametrically opposed to Americanism. And this is a control mechanism that the left extremists have used against us for many places all around the planet. But God bless you guys. God bless Texas. Thanks for letting me chime in a little bit and let the world know that I'm still kicking in spite of the best attempts to obliterate me from the planet and try to egregiously murder me with mass deadly force a couple of times. And now I'm involved, still involved, 5 years, almost 10 years of legal battles, continuous. That is a war against me. In violation of Ex parte Milligan, where they're warring against innocent Americans that love this country.
I understand a lot of what you're saying. And, thanks for calling in, man. I really appreciate it. I was thinking about you last night, you know, just because of Frank, right? All my callers, all the callers here on Republic Broadcasting mean an awful lot to me. And, you know, we know your story, you know, of Las Vegas, at least to a minor degree. There's a lot to know.
And you know,
God bless Texas and the Republic Broadcasting. Thanks, guys.
Okay. See you, man. There you go.
You know, kind of along with that, you know, what you're talking about, you know, Frank, you know, that everyone, you know, didn't agree with him, and some people were saying, you know, he's calling up ruining your show or whatever. You know, a lot of people, you know, have gotten on to Chris because of his wordificationizing. You know, I myself think it's pretty great, you know, because it kind of brings to the forefront, you know, how they're changing our lexicon, and words don't mean what you think that they mean. So, you know, I mean, we don't agree with it. We don't have to agree with everyone 100%, and some people might grate on us, but not on other people. You know, I think Chris is great.
Yeah. You know, a lot of his battles remind me of the battles that I'm dealing with, you know, day in and day out. Last week I had the Steve versus the post office, round three, or is it round four now? The place I live, the post office keeps shutting off my mail. I have more mail problems, folks. It's just crazy. And, you know, my latest mail problem is this problem that I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it's going to get absolved. But the post office has decided to shut off my mail every once in a while just because, well, now they're telling me, and I don't believe a damn thing that they're saying, right? Because for the fact is that government agencies, let's say even private businesses, receptionists, clerks, whatever, they just lie to you. They make something up, and they might be guessing, right? So let's give them that. They make something up, and they tell you it's the truth, and they say it authoritatively. You ask for their manager, they say, why? It's the American way. But I had to go into the post office, and I'd say, you know, it's like third time, fourth time that they shut it off. And so I get the thing on the package could not be delivered to your post office. I say, oh, here we go again. you know, I got really worked up at it, you know, the last two times. I spent all sorts of time. You know, they said, well, it was shut off because the city. I'm like, I live in the county. Why did the city shut off my mail in the county, and how can they? Well, it was the city that shut off the county. And I go, oh, okay. So I call up the city, and they say, no, we didn't do that. Well, you should call the county. So you call the county, and then finally get a hold of the county, and they go, no, we didn't do that. You know, I don't know what they're talking about. Talk to the post office. Now, that is a trick. If any of you have ever figured out how to call the post office without wasting your day on the phone to call your local post office, because they're protected by so many layers of administratum. You call a local number. It looks like it's aligned to the post office, but it's the great big post office cloud in the sky, and it'll move you from left to right, and an hour and a half later, you might get there. You might get there. And you walk in, and they're just, like, standing there, and while you're stuck on the phone in the cloud in the sky for an hour and a half. So you have to go into the post office, and then they'll be rude to you and mean to you and tell you, or you, well, they won't tell you you're an idiot. They'll just treat you like an idiot. They'll go, well, I didn't get my package. Well, your mail has been shut off. Why is it shut off? Turn it on. You know, well, I can't. You can do it. Well, you're not supposed to get mail there. I've been getting mail there. You know, it's like, oh. So administrative, and everybody's allegedly telling the truth. So these guys, they hand out packages, and they deal with people like me that had their mail shut off. They're getting, what, $9 an hour, $10 an hour to be the package man? And it's like, well why did that get shut off?
I would say a whole lot more than that. They're special. They're getting 20, 30 minimum.
Well, that could explain the attitude. You know, they don't want to, well, they're above me. You know, they look down at me. I make money, and I am in control. And, you know, this last lady, it was great. She's sitting there. I'm like, give me my packages, you know, and turn on my mail. Well, I can't do that. You need to go contact your property owner, and you need to get him to. And I said, this is not my problem. She says, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. You guys are abusing me. You're abusing me, and you've been abusing me for 3 years by shutting my mail off. And so right now you're abusing me by shutting off my mail and telling me to go do your job. If you have a problem with the property owner, you talk to him. I get mail from you. You are my servant or whatever. And then, of course, it isn't really real, right? You know, they just pretend that they're here to serve the American people. In truth, the post office is a private institution. You know, maybe you want to go down the rabbit trail that says that they're the most important thing. And I remember the post office theory, right? You know, how did that go? Well, the postmaster is going to save us. Remember that one, Alan? So
yeah, he was had the most power of any position in government or something, wasn't it? He was the ultimate.
Yeah, the postmaster is going to save us, you know, thing, because we've had all these things through the year. But I wanted to share that one with you folks. You know, that's my little fight with the universe, and it just picked that fight on me. You know, Chris's was, of course, different.
If I could, Steve, while we're on post office, I don't know. I know we had you had several people contact you. I made an offer. I've got, now two copies left of Ron McDonald's book, They Own It All, including you, by means of toxic currency. Three of them are spoken for. Fair, and I've got your name and address. But Murr and Solomon, either call Ken, and he'll give you my number, or contact Steve, because I need to get mailing information. I can't will it to you. So there's still two copies open. Anyone who wants them, anyone who wants a copy, I've got two left. Call into the show and give Ken your numbers, and Ken will give you my number or something like that, and call me after the show.
Yeah, and I do have MERS contact info. So.
Okay. Where'd that come from? Ron's book.
quite popular in the South. We had some kind of feedback, folks. So, anyways, we're back. Like Alan was saying, they Own It All, Including You, was a book by Ronald McDonald. It is now out of print. This is a rarity, folks. You know, I don't know if there's going to be another printing of the book, but Alan has two copies of them that are available free of charge. You know, you want to read them? The problem ends up coming in. I do have MERS contact info, and I'll give it to you during break there, Alan, so you don't, you no need to call in MERS unless you want to talk. And that's, okay. You know, you go for it. You know, that'd be fun. But They Own It All, Including You. I guess how that happened is the fact that nobody cares. Is that the right word? You know, you say, they go, well, I wish I knew. And then you go, oh, here, read the book. And they go, I don't know. I'm watching this series about the Superman, and he's fighting the Goblin Man, and they all have capes. And it's great. So I don't have time for books, and I really don't want to know. But I'm jaded, right? I don't think that people really want to. It's just the majority of the COVIDs, Alan. You know, the majority of the COVID people want to be told what to do, and they want to be told how to be safe. They don't want to learn or anything. They'd be surprised if...
They want the convenience, you know, it's because, you know, you read a book, you know, you actually have to sit and, you know, and you might, you know, read something and you get two pages past and it's like, wait a minute, and you flip back a couple of pages. Okay, that's where that reference was. And, you know, you have to, if you really read, if you really comprehend it, you know, it takes a little effort. You know, you almost have to visualize things in your head.
Yeah, I have a hard time because, you know, just watching the people with the masks on their face, and everything changed this week again, where Governor Roly Poly gets on the radio or whatever, and he says, oh my God, stay home and please put on a mask. I can't order you, and I might have to order you, but for now, I'll just say please. Like, so all of a sudden, all these people, they go, oh, I got to throw on my mask because I'm keeping things safe again. I'm keeping things safe again. So they sing these songs in their head or whatever, and then they look at me like I'm crazy. And I look at them, and I go, I know you're crazy. And what are you doing? Do they know anything about what these masks are doing to them? Do they care? No, they know Roly Poly just said put on a mask, please. You know, they don't care about any health effects. You know, Ken sent me a picture. What was it? A week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. You know, and it was actually a face mask flyer. Dang, fascinating, right? You know, and I looked at this thing and it says, you know, the face mask flyer, I got it from Ken towards the end of the corona and probably during the Black Hand Gang riots or whatever. And it says this, I am exempt from all regulation mandating face mask usage in public. Wearing a face mask poses a health risk to me. Under the ADA and the HIPPA, I am not required to disclose my medical condition to anyone. Department of Justice, ADA Violation Information Line, (800-514-0301). That's not the call-in number. It allegedly is the Department of Justice, ADA Violation Line. I want to call that. Now I want to call that number. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio. I'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. Before we went to break, I was talking about, well, masks. But, you know, we need to clarify one thing. You know, that book, We Own It All, including you. Alan, why don't you update that? Because we got a little bit of confusion out there. And go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't mean to load Ken down, and y'all don't load him down either. If you'd like a copy of the book, just call in. And just say to Ken, I'd like a copy of the book. Can I have Alan's number? You know, I've got two of them left. You know, don't try to give him your address or anything. He's a little too busy to try to do that. Didn't mean to load him up. So please, if you do want a copy, just call in and say, you know, I want a copy. Can you give me Alan's number? You know, there's two of them left out there.
Yeah. So, but it's a good book, you know, definitely. And it's going to be a collector's item, you know, probably be burned. You know, in massive, when the Black Hand Gang comes in and starts burning everything, they're going to hate it. They hate everything. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is, but if it tells the truth, they burn it. I guess that's all I'd like to add to that. But I was talking about a face mask flyer, and I will upload this. And can I upload this to the chat room? I'm going to try it the next break. Maybe CFR can help me out on that. But for now, it's an interesting idea. You know, I've had these little ideas, and I'd like to call this number, right? It's 800-514-0301, and I probably will maybe today or Monday or might as well today and ask, is it actually true that I could probably go? Could you walk into a face mask business, one where everybody's afraid?
and you hold up this flyer and go, you got to let me in. Whoa, well, what did we require? Face masks? Okay. But according to the ATA and the HIPPA, right, you can't discriminate against me because my undisclosed medical condition, which, well, to tell you a secret, folks, my undisclosed medical condition is the fact that my body requires oxygen, you know, and face masks, you know, well, they produce a lot of the carbon monoxide and they're dangerous, right? And we shouldn't, healthy people shouldn't be wearing these. You know, there's scientific evidence, unlike the scientific evidence that doesn't exist for the face maskers or the social distancers. They're running in this fiction land. And try to explain that to them. Because, you know, in the end, how does that go, Alan? You know the explanation. It's like, well, you know, there's no scientific evidence of social distancing doing anything to affect the coronavirus, as is no evidence to support the fact that masks do anything. Well, I'm just doing it because they said so, and I'm going to have faith. Oh, okay, damn, thought we were talking science here. Well, okay, stick your toe in your mouth. That'll keep you from getting coronas. Huh. Man.
Yeah, it's like going to mail these books, Steve. You know, I'm going to have to go into the post office. And last time I was in there, they didn't require a mask. But now that it's clamped down again, I don't know if, you know, a federal building is going to require it or not. And
I can tell
just
you,
just in case, I'll have to go back out to my truck, and the only thing that I do have is something that would actually filter out the coronavirus. It's, you know, my Russian gas mask. But I've also done a modification to it here just recently. I got a yellow paint marker, and I wrote across the top of it, I wrote "Live in Fear," and on one cheek panel I wrote "Obey," and on the other cheek panel I wrote "Comply."
Oh my God, that's great. You know, last week when I went into the post office, this was pre-roly-poly speech on, you know, live in fear, go home, stay home before I order you to stay home. It's a compliance test again, you know, same thing over and over again. I am the authority and I can order you to stay home. No, you can't. Bye. You know, everybody here in Fredericksburg thought we were in lockdown. Oh, we're in lockdown. No, you're not. Nobody said lockdown. We never, during the entire coronas, right, COVID-19 time of panic. And we were never in lockdown, but all these people want to say we are because everybody else was. You know, we weren't willing to go that far. The city council wasn't willing to go that far. The county commissioners were not willing to go that far. You know, old roly-poly, sorry, folks, I changed names on him. You know, I used to call him Ironside. He's supposed to be Governor Greg Abbott. But I don't like him, right? There's something about him, and it's not the fact that he's in a wheelchair. I've met lots of people in wheelchairs are nice. But by the very mere fact that I said that I've known somebody in a wheelchair, that makes me racist, right? We're screwed, but you knew that. So
it's kind of like, you know, that lockdown thing, Steve. You know, it's one thing I did notice, you know, that apparently a lot of people either don't believe it or they just don't care for their children and they want to turn them into criminals or something, because during what supposedly was the lockdown, the first one, in my mother's neighborhood, I heard all kinds of kids actually outside playing.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We'll be right back. Kids are playing in the streets. Chaos everywhere. Oh, look at the radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right. Welcome back. Hey, how about them carcass droppers? That's got to be my favorite commercial of RBN in all time. It's actually a good product. Go have a look at it. You can link to it from republicbroadcasting.org. Yeah, it's exactly what it says. It's a carcass dropper. Pretty awesome. Now, if I were one to have to do all that kind of work, and you may be in the future, who knows? They keep telling me that the beef prices are going up and that the prices are going up. And, of course, this has been predicted by all of us since, like, forever. We've been expecting it.
It's kind of right up my alley. You know, I can skin a buck, run a trap line, et cetera, et cetera.
So why don't
done
you
that most of my life.
Go to their website and take a look at the carcass dropper, right? And so you can get a rail. There's 2 buttons. You buy a rail, so you can put your carcass on a rail, you know, and then you can drop it. It's a little button that goes, and drops it down, because the old version had a spring, and that can damage people. At least that's what I learned when I said, what the heck is a carcass dropper? Learned it off.
Well, you know, as you well know, Steve, you know that is it's a seasonal industry around here, but it's quite a busy little industry. You know, during the season, there are lots of deer processing places.
Right, lots of carcasses to drop. Go to the phones. Lark in Texas, how are you, Lark? Thank you for calling. Are you there, Mr. Lark? Ahoy there. Kevin Clark in Texas.
I heard him, kind
Hello?
Of.
Hello?
Oh, well, there
Hello.
He is.
Ta-da. Hello?
It's magic. You're there.
Aw. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes. Yes, I can.
I hear you. We hear you.
How are you today?
Well, I called the... Because I heard Ron's name mentioned, and I thought, well, heck, I'm just going to call Stephen Allen and put the hoodoo on him.
The voodoo.
Don't mind a little,
okay.
You don't mind a little voodoo this morning, do you?
No, sir. As long as it's constructive voodoo.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's always constructive. You know, I was going to say, you know, in a communitarian world, science fraud is rife. In fact, it's epidemic. Because what they do, these control freaks, they combine the physical, the life, and the social sciences together. And all of them are considered sciences. And they get an equal seat at the table. And I think that's interesting for people our age, because as you recall, when we were growing up, there was such a thing as pseudoscience, even voodoo science.
Right.
But these are all combined together. So now you've got behaviorists, you've got bioethicists, you've got psychologists, psychiatrists, you've got political economists, you know, all these fake scientists. They're the ones that are riding herd on all of us. Yeah. But anyway...
I'll agree. You know, those pseudoscientists, you know, it used to be like, you know, economics. You know, it used to be a pseudoscience. Well, it's kind of, we think it might work, but, you know, it's nothing that you can really experiment on and get repeatable results. You know, so, yeah, I
exactly.
totally agree.
Yeah, now we got the political scientists, you know, they're
social scientists.
Those are the big shots. They call those folks the people that sit, you know, like at the Council on Foreign Relations, think tanks, RAND Corporation, and, you know, even in corporate boardrooms like it over at Alphabet, Inc., and Google, and Microsoft.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, I want y'all to know that Deanne and I are going to do a show on the 4th of July here
at
RBN. And
Sunday, isn't it?
Well, I don't even know. When is the 4th of July
it's
this
a,
year? Because her show runs
it's
every Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
it is Saturday.
So she broadcasts on Saturday. Anyway,
speaking of the 4th of July real quick, I'll just tell you all a little ditty I did the other day. You know, me being me, I've always liked fireworks, you know, so the fireworks stands are open, so I stopped in at one, and I go up, and I start looking at the prices, and I'm like, man, it's like, they keep getting higher and higher every year. So I turned and I asked the guy, I said, hey, don't y'all have any protester specials or anything, you know, like mortar shells without the tubes for launching them or anything, you know, some kind of riot special? And the guy, of course, I get a really strange, weird look from him. I'm like, oh, forget it.
I think Americans should be armed with shoulder-launched rockets, you know, like those freedom fighters over there in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
because I think we rather are in a position that we need them, and especially when they were, you know, spraying this crap from the sky on me. I thought many times, I wish I had a rocket so I could shoot that son of a bitch down. You know,
that would be nice, a rocket or something. Hey, Laura, you know, one thing I've wanted to ask you, I've heard you reference an author that I really really like, a guy named Joseph P. Farrell. I call him Joey P. I think I've got every one but two of his books, and one of them's I think his second book, and I forgot what the other one is, but you know, I've heard you reference, you know, the transhumanism and you know, all the different ones. Of course, my favorites are like the SS Brotherhood of the Bell and the technology stuff. I kind of like he's a very mind-opening author, really makes you think, doesn't he?
I think so. I actually like him. I think he's a good thinker, and I've referenced him and Scott D. Hart's book entitled Transhumanism, A Grimoire of Alchemical Agendas many times. And there's a really good interview
by a woman who has since passed away on YouTube that's still there. And it was called The Byte Show, B-Y-T-E, of Scott DeHart and Joseph Farrell. So I recommend everybody tune into that, because in a transhumanist world, if you recall, Alan, they have a caste system, just like the capitalists and the communists have their caste systems. And it starts at the top with the androgyne man, or androgynous man. Now, this is a man that cannot breed, and it may not even be a man. It's rather gender neutral. But they're at the top of the pecking order. And then you have mineral man. And that's presumably a man that's been chipped with a silicon chip of some sort. Then you've got plant or vegetable man, and he's considered much like a sheep or a cow, you know, docile, easily led. But at the bottom of the pecking order is animal man. And this is the man that they want to eliminate, because animal man is considered to be unpredictable. In fact, he's close to being barbaric, mostly because he has all his natural faculties and senses still left to him. So this is the man that they want to eliminate. And they're only going to keep a certain amount of male and female to basically draw from the gene pool to help strengthen the gene pool.
Breeding stock, yeah.
So I don't know if you remember that part from his book, but you can catch that with some more detail by simply typing into YouTube in their site search, The Byte Show, B-Y-T-E, and then type in the word transhumanism or Joseph Farrell or what have you. And you can hear that too, because I think that's very... That's very prescient of them to take note of that. And I like to also say, you know, the first guest that I ever had when I was a host back in 2011 on RBN was a man named Aaron Franz, F-R-A-N-Z. And he wrote a book called Revolve, Man's Scientific Rise to Godhood. And, you know, he sent me a copy of that book, signed, before he ever came on air. And I've always been very appreciative of Aaron, because I was pretty much a greenhorn as a host. And I was scared to death, and he was my very first guest. And you know that RBN ran that one-hour broadcast several times over the Christmas holidays that year.
I remember.
So a lot of people got to hear it. Anyway, I don't want to tie y'all up, but I want to know, just out of curiosity, why the two of y'all would think that I was NLPing y'all back in 2011 and 2012. I'm curious.
Like I said, take this in the way it's meant, you know, constructive. Like I said, I wanted your information, but you got kind of a weird cadence to your voice, and it was just something I don't know. It just kind of, it was kind of like I said, take this as, you know, a friend talking to a friend. It was kind of like almost like listening to, you know, how Obama, you know, he had a certain cadence to his voice, and it was just kind of made you feel a little weird. But then, I would hear you like call into John's show or some other show. And you would just talk like you were sitting on a back porch having a beer, you know. I don't know if you probably, I don't know if you claim to be a professional broadcaster, maybe you're trying too hard. I don't know. I don't know techniques someone taught you. It was just something that I thought found kind of strange. The way you're doing it now, you seem much more relaxed and it flows much easier. You know.
I appreciate that. May I respond, though?
Yes, sir.
Totally.
You know, Nikki Rapana and I both quit publishing in 2013. Mm-hmm. Now, why is that? Now, Nikki had just come out with a revised edition of her book entitled The definitive anti-communitarian manifesto and 2020, Our Common Destiny. Now, that was a seminal event, at least it was in my world, because I was one of those people that discovered her blog in 2004. And I'd already read the previous versions because she provided it for free. Jumping ahead, Nikki likes to say that the best interview that she ever did with anybody was on YouTube. You can find it. It's called The Mind Renewed. Nikki Rapana or Communitarianism, The Mind Renewed. Just do a search. And the reason that she was so gratified by that interview, and she'd been interviewed by Jeff Rantz and any number of people over the years, but she said, you know what? The reason it was such a good interview is because he actually read my book. And she was so gratified by that because she was always getting people asking her about communitarianism. What the hell is it? But none of them had ever read her and her daughter's book. And so that's why when Clint Richardson had me and her on his broadcast here on RBN, somewhere around 2013, 14, somewhere in there, she said, I made the statement, said, well, you know, nobody reads anymore. And then she got really animated, and she said, you know, you're right. Nobody reads anymore. And then it reminded me of this soon-to-become-a-new-disease, lindastone.net, called Continuous Partial Attention. Because Americans and people worldwide consume more media than at any other time in human history. And so, yes, we are all suffering from continuous partial attention. And so I kept thinking, maybe this is a reason why Americans are so willing to permit themselves to be enslaved, because they can't think straight. Hey, you know, caller to my program.
You know, go ahead. I've noticed, Lark, is that, you know, they want even Jeff Rantz is doing this now. You know, he's saying, you know, just all you have to do is, you know, just look at the title of the articles, you know, and that'll tell you everything. You know, a lot of people today, they'll see a title and they might read the first sentence or the first paragraph of a you know, several page article and think that they know what the thing says. You know, me, I'm surrounded by books here. I mean, I read in every book I've got here except for Morals and Dogma and Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. I've read at least twice. You know, those are some tomes that take a little more time, and I might get to them again in a year or so. But you know, I read and I read and I try to absorb and comprehend. I'll read through, you know, the first time and get an idea of this, you know, how the book's laid out and what, you know, I feel are important parts, and then I'll go back through and I'll reread it, knowing what you know is further down the road and knowing what to concentrate on, so you catch more of the nuances of what actually is being presented to you. Is that not the way you read, Lark, kind of like that?
Yeah, you know, I've got books like that. I mean, my mother passed away in 96, and she had 3,000 books in her library. And my stepdad, who pretty much raised my brother and sister and I, he was dyslexic, so he didn't read. He had no interest in the books. My sister wanted only a few books, mostly related to Hollywood celebrities. And I think my brother just only cared about a few reference books and the like. So I inherited all those books. But one of her books was an original copy of Fire in the Minds of Men, published in 1976. That was the year that Jimmy Carter declared our interdependence.
Was that, who was and the author? Was that Red? Who was
James Billington.
Okay.
He was the longest serving head of the Library of Congress in American history. And what's cool about these librarians of Congress, there's only been seven or eight in all of American history. I mean, you would think that the head or chief librarian of the Library of Congress would have something to say worthwhile. That's another reason why I recommend people read The Education of Henry Adams. It was published posthumously in 1918, but he made it available privately to his friends and so forth prior to that. And you can read it today for free on the internet. So if you, and this guy, if you look him up, Henry Adams, he is regarded as the single most important historian of the 20th century. And he died in 1918. I kind of think America died right about then, too.
Yeah, it died an individual death and many times through even our lifetimes. But, yeah, definitely before that even. So, yeah, there's been many deaths of our country.
I'll trade you your book for mine.
Which one would you like? Leave your number with Ken and give me a call at the show, and then we'll exchange addresses or whatever.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to set my sails. Once we agree to set us free, it'll give us time to realize it's love.
Welcome back. Hey, Republic of Texas Radio, close of the show. We got two callers on the line. I don't know if we're going to do it, but let's try it. Let's go to Florida. Is it that Mark in Florida? I believe so. Welcome. Ken? Oh, did I get it all mixed up? I'm sorry. Thomas in Florida. That's right. I'm sorry. I had to evacuate the living room. Oh, shoot. Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I just thought I'd call up because I heard you talking previously about the masks and, the ridiculousness of them. And, frustration and people not knowing what's going on. And I thought I would just offer up a useful tactic when you run into somebody who's so adamant about wearing their masks. And you might, rather than, fight with them or get angry, like we tend to do, actually just tell them, say, you do understand that when you wear that mask, you are doing nothing more than rebreathing your own body waste. I mean, everybody, when you expire, you're breathing out waste. And so if you keep rebreathing your own waste, it couldn't possibly be healthy. You could explain that to them. You could also point out to them that I think it was World Health basically came out after the fact and said, yeah, the masks actually have no effective use. It might use either them or the CDC, I don't know. And the third thing is you might point out to them that, for less than $30, I went on the internet to see what they cost. They've got these little, it might have been a brand name called Oximeter or whatever, but anyhow, you clip it on the end of your finger and it's digital readout and it shows your blood oxygen saturation levels. And if you're normal and you don't have anything like COPD, your levels are up, it goes to 100%. So you're up at 94, 98, 96. And as soon as you put the mask on your face, you would point out to them, your levels drop down into the 80s. And, you would be actually quite sincerely explaining it to them without fighting with them. Say, you're breathing your own body waste. And if you want to spend $25 or $30, go get, you're health conscious, obviously. Go get yourself a little oxygen blood saturation meter and you measure yourself. And you'll find that you're harming yourself. And as what I did one time, I ran into someone wearing a mask. I actually knew them, and I was in the hardware store, and we had a mandatory in my county. And I said to him, oh, you got a mask on. And, it was before we were mandatory, but he had one on anyway. And I went up to him jokingly and sincerely, too. I said, I want to thank you for wearing that mask because you're protecting me from anything you might give me. But, And he didn't quite understand, and I tried to explain it to him. But I think that we need to have tactics when we run into these people. We're so frustrated because people don't know, and we can't seem to get through to them. But if you can find some good tactics where you can appeal to them on a real reasonable and logical level, maybe we could spread it a little bit faster. I mean, rather than get angry or just storming off in frustration.
I think I might be able to speak for Steve a little bit. Most of the time when you talk to these masked people, like the ones you see driving around in their car with a mask, they kind of look at you with a scared look and scurry away.
Yeah.
Hey, let's carry this on next week. I like the mask subject line. We're out of time this week. But I'm seeing a roadside stand selling oxygen meters, right? That'll counter the maskers. I'll sell them one for $20 if you're wearing a mask without an oxygen meter. Well, how do you know how much you're losing? Take care, folks. Love y'all. The tree of life
is us, my friends. So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.